Right from the start, it was clear that the Bulls were going to be in this one, and that has not, frankly, always been the case. And we're not just talking about the Bulls. They had lost 27 in a row to the Florida Gators, including 12-3 earlier this season. In their 13 home games this year, not against SEC teams, the Florida Gators had run-ruled every single team but one, and that was a 10-4 win against Indiana. They were third in the country in runs per game, more than 8.5 per, and of course, if not for the run rule, they'd have even more than that. Their team batting average was .357, and again, they were a team that was putting up runs with regularity. Frankly, they're used to midweek games being easy 8-0 type wins, like last week against Stetson. Then last weekend, they won a battle with LSU, an SEC series that came down to the last game. The Gators were losing it 5-1, but rallied to tie in the bottom of the sixth and walked it off in the seventh, and that put them to number 9 in the country. But it also meant that their ace pitcher, they have two reigning player of the year in high school freshmen leading their pitching staff, but Keegan Rothrock was not going to be able to start. So Ava Brown was somebody that the Bulls were timing up. They were getting well-hit balls that were getting caught deep in the outfield. They were also actually dropping in hits. But in the second inning, after dropping in a pair of hits to load up the bases, Ryan Eigenman and Dania Brooks with the two singles to load them up, Kathy Garcia-Soto was ahead 2-0 with the bases loaded. That's when Brown buckled down and got her on some off-speed pitches. Jordan Cadlip flew out, and it just seemed like that was a big chance for the Bulls that went awry. Peyton Dixon, meanwhile, was limiting the Gators, who, again, one of the best offenses in the country, the top four in their order, all coming into the night and still have batting averages of better than .400, and their number 5 hitter was a .390 hitter, Reagan Walsh, with most home runs on the team, 13. You get the idea. To hold them down to a shutout through 3 innings was a pretty big deal. But in the bottom of the fourth, with the Bulls absolutely out-hitting them at this point, the Florida Gators managed to get 3 runs and really didn't do too much to get there. A hit by pitch, an infield single that was a check swing that dribbled down the first baseline, looked like it was going to go foul, and the Bulls didn't quite field it cleanly, and then a walk. They come through with a 2-run single and then a sac fly, and the Bulls are down 3-0 and against the Gators. Well, frankly, that seemed like a big hill, because if you scan back across the 27-game winning streak for Florida dating back to 2012, when the Bulls beat them twice, including 1-0 in the NCAA Tournament Regional in Gainesville, the Bulls had not scored a ton of runs. In fact, last year was their highest since 2005, when they scored 3, only to have the Gators walk it off with a grand slam 7-3. That was last season. So 3-0 was a pretty big hill to climb, but the Bulls climbed it. I mentioned they had scored 5 runs in 2005. That was their most ever in 29 previous trips to the University of Florida. Florida was 26-3 against the Gators, and by the way, 2 of those wins by the Bulls in Gainesville came in the late 90s. Florida started playing softball in 1997, so wins weren't something to expect. But how did they start to come back? And how did they score more runs than they ever had in Gainesville? And they did it all in 1 inning? Well, Kathy Garcia-Soto got hit by a pitch. Alexa Galagani got hit by a pitch. Olivia Elliott singled. And then the fun really began in Gainesville. Here is the rest of the game in highlight fashion.
1-2 to Tripola.
And she singles to left field. The Bulls are on the board. This should bring home 2. Kathy Garcia-Soto scores. Galagani scores. And we've got a ball game.
2 in for the Bulls. Down 3-2 to the Florida Gators.
Tribal Peace wallops that one. Get fair. It is! That will tie the game and maybe get the Bulls the lead. Tripola is going to be held at third. Marissa Tribal Peace with an RBI double. And it's 3-3.
And this has been a long inning, but a fruitful one for South Florida. 3-2. Take 3.
Change up high. Excellent take by Dania Brooks. And a bases loaded walk has given the Bulls the lead. That was not an easy pitch to take.
Rothrock, ladies and gentlemen, just threw her 30th pitch. She came into a bases loaded situation, so she has run up some counts. Let's see if the Bulls can make her pay with one more hit. You want some cushion here. 4-3 is not a cushion. We're getting greedy, absolutely. And
takes it outside for ball 4, another bases loaded walk. And the Bulls extend their lead.
Boy, I got to tell you, I don't know how Garcia Soto held up on that one. I thought we were going to get a called strike three. I really did.
Folks, I'm scanning back. This may be the most runs the Bulls have ever scored. Go back to 05, 7-5. A win, a loss. That one is up the middle. Jordan Catlib is going to add to that run total and make it 6-3. On-deck hitter had a two-run single her last time up. And if she comes up, she will have a chance to do the same thing to tie the score. Full count. Bases loaded, and that ball has gotten underneath pretty deep. She could stay in play for Brooks in foul ground. Settles underneath that and makes the catch! Didn't quite have her balance. Don't care. The Bulls, after leaving them loaded twice, enjoy it when the other team does the same. And a shutdown inning indeed for Peyton Dixon. We head to the sixth. It is 6-3 Bulls here in Gainesville. 3-2 again, and Eigenman does solidly hit that ball through the left side. Add to the lead for the Bulls. It is 7-3. Eigenman took that fastball and did not miss it. The Bulls' 10th hit of the night. And they add to their all-time total as far as a game played here in Gainesville. Quite amazing. Peyton Dixon has been nails tonight. Let's see if she can nail it down. One-on-one pitch. It's a short ground ball. To short for one. Over to second. A double play to end it. An amazing 7-4 win. And that is the sound of the whole team gathering in the middle of the diamond to celebrate the victory. Peyton Dixon, the complete game. And the Bulls end 12 years of winlessness against the Gators in memorable fashion. 28 straight, but 1-28 feels great. 7-4, the final score. The Bulls pull off the upset here in Gainesville. What a win for South Florida.